up at NDSU in athletics since early December. Craig Bohl announces that he's leaving for the University of Wyoming, and Gene Taylor, the AD, hires from within Chris Klieman, the new head football coach of the Bison. Now, Saul Phillips leads the Bison to their second NCAA tournament in 6 years, and Saul, late Saturday night, accepted a job as the head coach at Ohio University. And last night, with lightning quickness, the Bison have their new head coach for the Bison men in former associate head coach Dave Richmond. The news conference was live. We brought it to you right here live on KFGO last night. And Dave is nice enough to join us again tonight so that you'll have a chance to visit with him if you'd like. 237-5948, toll-free 800-880-5346. Dave, I know it's only been about 24 hours since the news conference last night, but what have these last hours been like for you? You probably didn't get a lot of sleep one way or the other, right?
No, I'm tired, but I have a smile on my face. I'm you know, trying to figure everything out, but I have a smile on my face. Everything is coming at me fast, but I have a smile on my face. And again, it's just a moment of happiness, not only for myself, but my family.
Did you even have a chance, Dave, to move into the new office today?
No, and to be honest with you, Scott, I don't think I'm going to. Hmm. We're going to be out of the BSA here in, you know, a month or 6 weeks.
Sure.
is my understanding. So I'm packed up out of my office and ready to move my one bin that I have left, but I don't think I'm going to slide over. No real reason to at this point.
Mm. I know that you were on with Joel Heitkamp this morning and really enjoyed listening to that interview during News and Views today here on KFGO, but just how many people have been tugging at you, such as Joel and me, throughout the day?
I've had a few. Hometown Wahpeton, you know, this one, Joel, obviously a bunch last night, but it hasn't been too bad. I know Wes had a couple for me that we were going to maybe tape tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And do those things. But it's been good. You know, this is the fun part about it, the part that you really look forward to, stamping your name on the, you know, on the title, on the desk, and on the court. And, you know, people are going to want to talk to you. They want to know answers when things are good. They want answers when things are bad. That's what I'm looking forward to.
You touched on this just a moment ago, and you certainly addressed it last night at the news conference. But humor me just for a second, because I go back to Tim Miles when he was the head coach here, and you were an assistant under him, from Dolan, South Dakota. Then Saul Phillips from the state of Wisconsin got the job after 3 years as an assistant, and he's been the head coach for the last 7 years. But you're from Wahpeton, and you went to the North Dakota State College of Science for a couple of seasons. You finished up and graduated from North Dakota State. How much more special is this for you, being a North Dakota native and so close, within a 45-minute drive of your hometown, to become the head coach of the Bison?
Yeah, that's the surreal part to me, Scott. You know, I'm spoiled from a standpoint that, you know, I can do everything at my alma mater, a place, you know, near and dear to me, but again, and around friends and family. But again, you know, those things are important. They really are, and they are the cherry on the top. But like I said in the press conference last night, so much to me is about the people, you know, and it starts with President Bresciani and Gene Taylor, and then everything just kind of trickles down. But it's way more important to me who I'm working with, who I'm working for. But in this case, there's the old, oh, by the way, this is your alma mater. This mm-hmm. is 45 minutes from your hometown, where friends and family can, you know, not only watch you play, but they can be in touch and be in the stands watching you play, not just on TV. And again, that's where I talk about there's going to be so much with me about the we. You know, we are team. We are mm-hmm. family. And again, that's a big part of, you know, the location to where we're at right now for us.
We're visiting with new NDSU head men's basketball coach Dave Richmond. Our telephone numbers, if you have a question or a comment for Dave, 237-5948, toll-free 800-880-5346. Dave, in the last half hour, I shared with our listeners an interview that I did with your athletic director, Gene Taylor, last night, during which he kind of chronicled how things went on Saturday at the Final Four. Now, after the Bison made the NCAA tournament, we all knew that Saul was probably going to be a hot commodity and that he might get a job. But up until right before he went down to the Final Four, it didn't look like there were any jobs that were going to be a great fit for him. And then Danny Manning leaves Tulsa and goes to Wake Forest. And right after that, Ohio suddenly loses its coach, Jim Christian, of 2 years to go to Boston College. So when you went down to the Final Four, what was that like for all of you on the Bison staff, not really knowing what was going to happen?
Well, and that's very much the case, Scott. There wasn't much going on, which is, and it wasn't a bad thing. Obviously, we all loved Fargo. We all loved the roles that we were in. But we just, you know, you hadn't heard, but when you have success, especially to the level of success that a program like North Dakota State had just had, beating Oklahoma, getting to the round of 32, highest RPI, number one, you know, you just maybe expected a little bit more noise. But everything in life is about timing and opportunity. And Saul Phillips is an upper Midwest guy, and there just wasn't much shaking. And we went down, you know, it was a nibble here or there, some kind of inquiries. And this day and age, it's so much through search parties and agents. So you never know what's true, what's, you know, not true, all those things. But, you know, Thursday morning, the Ohio job broke. We saw it on Twitter as we're sitting there. I'm actually in the expo. And from there, it's just been, ooh, deep sledding for everybody, you know, flying downhill. And I'm sure, you know, I know how crazy it's been for me, but for Saul, you know, to do what he's done so fast, I believe they sold and bought a house already. Credit his wife, because
wow.
I know he couldn't handle that. But you know, it's a great opportunity, and a very appreciative. I know Saul is of, you know, the AD Jim, I believe is his name there.
Mm-hmm.
Of, you know, this can really drag on, and I've been through experiences like this in the past where people, the stress of, you know, what's next and here and there, and not only the coaches involved, but their families. And for Ohio to move quickly, and they move quickly simply because they don't want to lose a good candidate. And Saul, you know, was their candidate, and they didn't want to lose him. And again, I am so appreciative, and our family is so appreciative of Dean moving as quickly as he did for the stability. Because, you know, there's anxious times from, you know, our current players, our current players' parents, our recruits, you know, and their families, our future recruits. And the quicker you can get to a conclusion and everyone's comfortable with it on the same page, you can start to get back to some normalcy.
And I know that the returning players for the Bison, to a man, were very happy that you were promoted to the head coaching job. Knowing you as organized as you are, have you already touched base with the incoming freshmen for the team in 2014-2015 today?
Yeah, we obviously, Scott, we signed four young men in the fall that we're extremely excited about, all four of them. And I've been on the phone, you know, multiple times with them, their families, just trying to reiterate our plan. And in fact, we have a weekend where we have some recruits on campus. But myself and Freddie Coleman, who's going to be staying on board, are going to get in the car and go down and look those families in the eye just to reiterate, you know, who we are. And the big thing that our message is that, yes, the face has changed, but the message hasn't. And, you know, we hope that, you know, sure, Saul Phillips or Will Ryan may have played a part of getting them interested in North Dakota State. And that's a big part of it. Don't let me take any of that for granted. At the same time, you know, hopefully you want a young man here for the right reasons. He enjoys the community. He really feels engaged within the campus of North Dakota State. But more importantly than anything, it's the culture, it's the guys, you know, within the locker room, because that truly really is going to define, you know, not only your college experience, but for the rest of your life. Those are the guys that are going to stand up for you in weddings, and, you know, you're going to get together, you know, randomly as, you know, your life, you know, unfolds with a wife and kids and all those things. And that's what, you know, we're really excited about, and that's what we're going to sell. And you know what, Scott, if we go down there and, you know, they don't feel comfortable, they don't feel happy, you know, we're going to wish them the best of luck, because at the end of the day, it's been a successful recipe for us to get kids that want to be here for the right reason.
Dave Richmond, new head men's basketball coach of North Dakota State, is our guest. We'll go to James on line two in just a moment. Before we do so, I want to follow up. You mentioned that Freddie Coleman will stay on your staff. Will Josh Vaughn as well? He was your director of basketball operations this past season. And have you decided on the rest of your assistants already, Dave?
Yeah, as of now, I met with Josh today. He is currently going to stay on board, working through in what capacity. And, yeah, I mean, we're going to move as quickly as possible. I'm not very comfortable giving out specific
sure.
names
sure.
right now, but I've been in contact with plenty of guys. And that's just, you know, somebody asked in the press conference last night, when did you start thinking about this? And I said 7 years ago, and I meant that. And so when I'm on the road, when you're meeting guys, you know, before you play a game, after, you know, you're always taking note of who's who, what they're doing, what kind of successes they're having, who they're surrounding themselves with. And that all starts to compile in your head. And as you figure out a staff, you know, those are important, you know, characteristics of what you've seen and observed. But most importantly, the thing that I've learned, you know, not only about staffing, but about myself, is a balance.
Yeah.
You know, finding a balance. And you, Saul, or excuse me, Scott, you know that Saul is a type B guy. You know, I mean, he's going to, you know, bounce around here and there.
Yeah.
And he hired me because I was type A, and there was an extreme balance of that. And that's what I got to look for a little bit, is some balance. And I feel very comfortable with some guys that I've been in some serious conversations with.
Excellent. 237-5948, toll-free 800-880-5346 are the telephone numbers. James, you're on with the new head coach of the Bison men, Dave Richmond.
Well, hi.
How you doing,
my question, right, fine. I just want to ask you two questions, sir, two-part question. Saul Phelps was a recruiting coach before. Your experience in that area, and then in your philosophy, where were you going to recruit kids from this part of other part of the country?
Great question, James. And recruiting is the lifeblood of any program. It really is. Academics start with recruiting. Discipline starts with recruiting. You know, and most importantly, what attracted you to them, their talent as players, starts with recruiting. And you know, I hate tooting my own horn, but I've been involved in a lot of young men and talented young men that have come here and have success, from an Andre Smith to a Marshall Bjorklund, Trayvon Wright, you know, Michael Tweet, Freddie Coleman, just to name a few guys that I've sat in their living rooms and developed relationships with their families, their high school coaches. That's something I feel extremely, extremely confident about. And, you know, more importantly, to elaborate on the second part of your question, James, is the core of our group is come from as close to Fargo as possible. Now, you and I both know that there is not as many people, you know, in the Fargo FM area as there are in the Twin Cities, as there are in Chicago. So we're going to have to expand our horizons a little bit. But the way we play inside out, let's get to the basket, let's touch the post, do those things, and then work inside out, that's exactly how we're going to recruit. We want kids that understand and fit into our culture. Like I said last night, you know, we were all around this winter. It was cold. You know, how are kids going to handle that going to class, you know, coming to practice, you know, being at the gym for a 6:30 a.m. workout? You know, we don't have a bunch of sandbaggers like Scott Miller. And so we take great pride in those sacrifices. And, you know, those are the kids that have been successful and we're going to continue to recruit.
Okay, that's all I want to know.
Excellent.
Thanks,
James. Thank you for the call, James. Scott on line two. Scott, you're on with the new head coach of the Bison men, Dave Richmond.
Hey, Scotty and Dave, how are you?
Doing well.
How are we doing, Scott?
Hey, well, Dave, this is your buddy, the Icon. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Hey, I just wanted to call and wish you my congratulations, and I have a question for you.
I said I appreciate the call and appreciate the support.
All right. Well, you know, we just got done with the big dance, and my question is now, do the guys get like a month or so off, or they start hitting weight training and stuff right away? I'll hang up and listen, and you can talk about that schedule. And once again, congratulations.
Thank you. You know, that's a good question, and to be honest with you, we need to give them some time off, and we gave them some time off a week. I think it was almost into our second week, especially how long. This season was different. We actually started, you know, practice the 1st of October and went, you know, obviously even later this year because of our run in March. So when we came back, we gave them a couple weeks. But, again, I came into the gym a day or two after, and A.J. Jacobson and Chris Cadian were in there shooting. I know Carlin Dupree was back in there. And that's the type of group we have, that we're pulling back the reins that, hey, it's okay. Let your bodies heal up. This is a long season. You got really banged up. Catch your breath a little bit. Let's get a second win. But they started back with our strength conditioning program with Coach Miller on Monday, and they're full at it. They were when I was talking to them Tuesday, they were in a sweat, letting them know that, you know, we're ready to go.
Very good. Thank you, Scott, for that call. John on line two. Hi, John. Welcome to the program.
Yep. Thanks, Scotty. Congratulations, Coach.
Appreciate it, John.
Seen you walk off the court many times. Those little kids, they're all cute. And want you to know you got a nice-looking family. My question is, where are you at with the big man? And I'll hang up in terms of recruiting. Where are you at with the big man?
Thanks, John, for the call.
I appreciate it. You know, it's a good thing my wife is attractive, and that's luckily where my kids got their good looks. But yeah, that's the great question. When you lose, you know, I think with people, you just see us losing Marshall Bjorklund, who's obviously his name and numbers speak for themselves. But you also lose a young man in Jordan Aubert that was tremendous this year. He went out with a bang his senior year, which you hope for. But again, I talked about some recruits coming in. We do have two open scholarships. We're going to work our tails off to make one of those a big and just see how things develop. Again, we're not going to compromise anything from our culture for making a fit, but I can tell you we've been on the horn with a lot of big guys. Again, with an understanding that when you have a Ben Woodside, you're not going to replace a Ben Woodside immediately. You build it, and there's different ways to bake cookies. There really is. And at the same time, we have an understanding that it's going to be hard to replace a Marshall Bjorklund, especially after playing with a guy, you know, for 4 years like that. And so we're going to look for a big guy that, you know, there's a couple big guys in our league, the Larson kid at South Dakota State, Forbes from IPFW, that we're going to have to match up, get somebody that can defend and rebound and hopefully develop into a guy that can finish around the basket and do those things, be a threat offensively for us as well. And again, I talked about us, the core with James, the core of our group is going to be high school kids from the upper Midwest. Well, we might have to sprinkle in a junior college kid in this situation to even out a class when you're graduating six guys or it's a specific need like that. So, again, all cards are on the table here right now this spring. And we also, going on and on, but you look at three of the five starters we put on the court, Lawrence Alexander, Corey Brown, and Taylor Braun, they're all kids that we signed in the late period. Kids develop later in life. You figure out what exactly you need. Someone slips through the cracks. And so we purposely, myself, Saul, we've saved a scholarship or two the last couple of years just for these reasons.
Thank you, John, for that call. Dave, one last question, then I'm going to cut you loose. Tony Jacek left Indiana Purdue Fort Wayne today for the Jacksonville job in Florida. So we've got a new head coach at Fort Wayne. Jason Gardner is the new head coach at IUPUI. How about a little bit of a shakeup in the league? And what are you thinking about the Summit League for next season?
Well, I think someone's got a bad stomach in the Summit League, and there's just a bad smell going on. Everybody's running.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I mean, you're losing quality people, losing quality coaches. You're gaining them with Oral Roberts. I don't know what to think of it. I suppose that's the life of, you know, of a college basketball coach. You're having success, and you're coming or you're going, or you're not having success. And one of the two, or you're coming and you're going. And again, it's mid-major basketball, and it's a high level of mid-major basketball. Scott, you saw that firsthand, and
yeah.
Our conference RPI this year was as high as it's ever been. And so ADs at the higher levels, I'm sure, are paying attention. At the same point, ADs within the league want to be competitive. And that's a good standard. That's a good benchmark for our league, you know, to keep going with.
All right. Very good. Well, Dave, thanks for taking so much time, both after the news conference last night and then again tonight. I wanted to make sure that our listeners had a chance to visit with you right after you became the new head coach. A very well-deserved promotion, and I hope you take a chance to take a breath here, spend some time with your family. I know you're going to be super busy, but make sure you take care of yourself too.
Scott, I appreciate everything, and I apologize. Wes forced me to get in the sandbag reference, so that's coming from Wes. That's not coming from me, Scott.
That's okay. You know, maybe I am a sandbagger. I appreciate it.
I've seen your work ethic. Thanks, Scott. Have a great night.
Thanks.